Hello, this is Mike from IntelliCoach. I would like to take you back 10 years into the past, into what I thought was a very expensive meeting in my company then. What do I mean by expensive? Well, it had 10 people in it and it was scheduled for 90 minutes. If we calculate $100 per hour per person, that's a $1,500 meeting. So it's expensive. And I remember that we had spent quite some time preparing for that meeting. And we were meant to deliver some important decisions. At least that's what I thought. And two-thirds into the meeting, however, we all realized that we came into the meeting with very different assumptions. 5 people thought it was a working session, bringing ideas together to formulate decision options. A few other people thought it was just firming up a decision that was already made. And what happened then? Well, we debated the remaining 30 minutes and essentially wasted the entire session. Ouch. And I remember my frustration at that time. Why did we waste so much time and only realized 1 hour in that this meeting itself was on the wrong track? That's an expensive mistake. And it's basically because that the meeting goal was sort of implicitly assumed. Today in this episode here, I want to share how a leader with professional level coaching skills could have turned around this $1,500 meeting. We will learn a bit how applying some very simple everyday coaching skills can lead to a great benefit in this kind of situation. See you back in a moment.
Welcome to the Coaching Leader Podcast, specially crafted for the ears of ambitious people leaders who want to take their own communication skills to a whole new level. We are the home of the IntelliCoach Leader Academy. We are on a mission to give leaders an edge with the most powerful skills of executive coaches so that they can create strong, trusting relationships with their team members, their peers, and yes, their own bosses. And here is Mike, your host. Let's get started.
So welcome back. That meeting that I shared in the intro was one example of many. And I guess if you have worked in a corporate for long enough, you know what wasteful meetings are like. And I quite enjoy putting a price tag to meetings. It visualizes, it makes it visceral how much we're actually wasting. And today I would like to share 3 questions that a leader with coaching skills can use to get meetings like this on track. And it's surprisingly simple and it's not rocket science. However, it is one of the most important skills that a coach learns that is strangely hard to master. What are these 3 questions? I'll give them to you all at once here and then we'll talk through them a bit. The first question I would ask is, for this meeting that we are in, what goals should we agree on? Question number 2 is then, how do we know that we achieved those goals? And question number 3 is, now that we have our goal, just to confirm, what makes this agreed goal important today? So I want to pause here and I want to check in with you, if you're not already a practicing coach, what you feel or what you think as you hear those questions. I've worked with leaders a lot over the last 7-8 years, and what most people think when they hear these questions is that this seems unnecessary. It seems repetitive. It seems like I'm asking the same thing 3 times in a different way. These questions are so carefully designed. I call those the trifecta of coaching. It is when you, as a coach, as a practicing learning coach, when you nail those 3 questions, you frame a conversation properly. And that's what we're talking about here today. These questions, what goal should we agree on? How do we know that we achieved these goals? And what makes this agreed goal important? What those 3 questions do is they build a crucial frame to structure the conversation that we are in. And I want to stress that again. It is about the conversation that we are in. Why is that important? It's because when you come together into a conversation with somebody, You will likely know what kind of topic you're talking about. You will likely have a shared understanding, a rough understanding about the area of work you're in. But you will not have agreed on the exact outcome of the conversation that you're about to embark on. And my point here is that even if you have an agenda set, even if you think it is agreed, what we do as a coach-like leader is we explicitly confirm that. And that's the second point I want to make, that a leader coach does really well. They don't work with implied goals. They make all goals explicit. And this is one of the most important differences between what I would call, in quotes, a normal conversation and a coach-like conversation. Coach-like conversations are explicit in terms of their goal. They're not implicit. We are voicing them out right in front of us. And if you are feeling as a leader or as a meeting chair, if I share that goal explicitly, although I think everybody probably knows what we're here for, and that's a good gauge to say, do it. You gotta have that feeling, this is probably unnecessary and annoys people around me. When you feel that, you're on the right track. Just do it. Just confirm the goal one more time. Why are we here? And what I experience time and again, that this opens up a real deep conversation, because it often shows that people come into conversations with a very, very different expectation. And if we are just moving into conversations, assuming what we are here, we're already on the wrong track. We're already setting ourselves up for failure without even starting to talk. So coaching conversations are explicit. They're also intentional. That means we engage in a conversation with a specific goal. So most meetings are already intentional. So here, there is not much of a difference between a coach-like meeting and a regular meeting. The difference is more pronounced when you use coach-like techniques, for example, in a conversation with a friend. It's rather unusual if you start a conversation Friday night with your mom and you say, okay, so we have about 20 minutes. What's the goal of our conversation? While that is a coach-like approach, it's rather unusual for a personal conversation. So these three coaching questions, they make things explicit. They force us to go away from assumptions and clarify what a conversation is actually about, what the meeting is already about. And again, this gives the space for all partners to agree and disagree early on and move into the meeting with an agreed, explicit understanding rather than moving in with assumptions. Implicit agreements often instead lead parties to subtly steer the meeting towards their own desired outcomes. And I'm sure you have felt that way before. And that frustrates others in the process. It feels manipulative. But often it's just based on, hey, I assume this is what we're here for. You want something else? Oops. But there's even more benefits here in how these three questions can help you improve your meeting. It's because once you have identified and confirmed the exact goal of the meeting, let's say we want to exactly make a decision on whether we agree on KPI 1, coming up with something here, then this clarity, this explicit clarity, gives you a chance to check in on progress. Whether the meeting is still on track, or whether it is just meandering away. And what a good coach does, a good coach-like leader does, is latest halfway in, or maybe two-thirds into a conversation or a meeting, we check, how well did we do in terms of our agreed goal, which was to decide on this KPI? And this habit is absolutely powerful and stunning. This shows executive presence, it shows goal orientation. It shows a sharpness that you rarely see in business organizations. When somebody asks, hey, where are we right now in terms of our goal? And everyone agrees, over the last 10 minutes, we talked about something else. We can make an explicit decision now. Shall we go back to what we actually wanted? Or shall we stay where we went? The third benefit, aside from having a sharp, explicit, agreed goal, removing ambiguity, and having a check-in opportunity, is that this gives us a very easy way to debrief the meeting at the end. And to check, ideally 5 minutes before the meeting is over, whether we were successful or not. So let's say the answer for question one, what goals for this meeting should we agree on? The answer was, yeah, we want to decide on whether we go with KPI one. And the second question was, how do we know we achieved this goal? Well, we documented it and we've written it down and we sent that decision out to the wider team. If we know this, if we agreed on that at the beginning of the meeting, it's very easy to circle back at the end of the meeting. When somebody with strong presence says,
oh, so we're 5 minutes at the end. Our goal was to agree on KPI 1 and have that noted down and sent out. How well did we do? What's left?
And your peer might say,
yeah, we agreed on it, but we haven't communicated it yet. Let's do that right now before our meeting is over.
And that's a crucial coaching habit here. As a coach like leader, you will ask this question not at the very end, but you will ask it, yeah, maybe 80%. In the last quarter, maybe. So that there's a chance for us to make some final adjustments, decide whether we need to change anything. But most importantly, we have that clarity. We have a point of reference from the beginning of the meeting to go back to. And the last benefit here is really on a meta level that I want to share. It's because when you do this frequently, when you check in with others on and you agree on outcomes, you agree on measures of success, you clarify why a goal is important, you get a good sense over time how successful you are in running your meetings. And you could actually talk with people, maybe sometimes every few weeks, about the way you run meetings. For example, you could say,
I'd like to share an observation here. It seems like in our past two team meetings, we went off our original agenda goal quite a bit. I think we are likely all frustrated by the way how our meetings often overrun.
And that is also a coaching skill. It's a skill to not just deliver and perform within the conversation, but also to observe the way the conversation goes, to understand the quality of the conversation, to have data, to have reference point to talk about it. I do this as a coach when every now and then I ask my clients,
so how well are we doing in our conversations?
What shall we improve? What shall we change? And I do this by amplifying it with data, with observations that I gained. So I hope it gave you some new ideas here. It is for sure a courageous choice to make, to go into a meeting and everybody likely just wants to get started and go into details. To be the person who says then,
hey, let's stop here. Let's agree on our agenda.
Or you could also say,
let's confirm our agenda one more time. What goals for this meeting have we agreed on? What must we get out of it?
And once you've done that, you ask for a specific measure of success. You ask,
how do we know that we achieved these goals? What do we need to have at the end of this session?
You're asking for something very specific, measurable. It plays to SMART goals. And then you might also ask,
what makes this agreed goal important?
That last part is really important. You may not need to do that every time if it's really understood and if it's already taken. But let's say your agreed goal came sort of out of nowhere and it was discovered by the people in the room in the moment. It is actually quite worthwhile to ask this question.
It sounds like we agreed on an interesting goal here together for our session. Just to confirm, what makes this the best way for us to use our time right now?
That's a smart way to confirm that and to confirm the importance of it, to check that one more time. And we get often ulterior motives for this, second order benefits from that. People might say,
yeah, because that is what makes us competitive. That is really what causes retention issues right now. We need to address that.
This question brings to the front deeper motives, deeper benefits. And they help to amplify, they help to lift meetings, lift goals to a higher level of importance. And they bring in more engagement. So in summary, These questions are significant. They help you to frame a conversation in the beginning to avoid ambiguity. They help you check in really well with people in your meeting. They help you also to check back and debrief really well and circle back at the end of a meeting on what you agreed on. It also helps you to improve the quality of your conversations and your meetings in general. This, in summary, is a powerful skill to have. And given the fact that most leaders out there, you are likely in meetings all day long. And if you do this well, you will likely have a lot of impact for yourself, and you will save time, and you will come across as a lot more present. And this is just one example of the kind of skills that I teach at IntelliCoach Core. And that's my new course that I'm running now. It's the first step of a ICF level 1 course. If you are curious, I'd be very happy to share some thoughts about it. I'm really proud of this course. This episode showed you just one snippet of the kind of skills that leaders learn in this course. To be more present, to hold people accountable, to get conversations on track and make them more effective. Hope you're well and wish you fantastic, productive, effective, and focused meetings in the coming week. All the best, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Coaching Leader Podcast. To ensure you never miss an episode or other updates from us, head over to IntelliCoach.com/connect. Here you will find our magic link to subscribe to our podcast, and you can get our newsletter. You will get show notes and other special insights directly into your inbox. Thanks a lot for listening. Hear you soon.